各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年5月29日，星期五。我今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们亲爱的咖啡圈的马尔老师，为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿国家梵歌的早课。谢谢聆听，哈利·布什纳。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Okay, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, text number
21.
So this chapter 11 is the universal form.
这个第十一章的题目是宇宙形体。
The universal form itself is not so important for devotees.
对于奉献者来说呢，宇宙形体本身并不重要。
But it's important because it shows us, you know, the real thing. That how, you know, this universal form, the universe, one little universe, is nothing compared to Krishna. To the personal relationship with Krishna, that Arjuna wants.
但是这个宇宙形 ，Sorry, Mar, you're saying that the universal form.
Yeah, the universal form is very awesome and wonderful, but we can't have a personal relationship with it.
这个宇宙形体本身呢，它是非常美妙的，而且呢，也是非常的令人惊叹的。但是呢，你却没有办法和他建立起人与人之间的，就是没有办法和他建立起亲身的关系。
There's no loving exchanges, so that's what devotees want: loving exchanges.
因为和这个宇宙形体之间呢是不可能有爱的互动的，但是奉献者呢希望和主之间有爱的互动。
So let's see where we are. Text number 21.
Yes.
Amihi tvam surasanga vishanti kechid bita panjalayo krinanti swasti jutva maharshi siddha sangaha stuvanti tvam stutivi pushkalabi. Amihi tvam surasanga vishanti kechid bhutaha panjalayo vinanti swastit yuktva maharshi siddha sangaha stuvanti tvam stutibi pushkalabi amihi tvam surasanga vishanti kechid vita panjalayo vinanti swastit yuktva maharshi siddha sangaha stuvanti tvam stutivi pushkalabi. Okay. Arjuna is bewildered, I think. words be coming up. So word for word. Ami.
Ami.
All those.
所有这些.
He.
He.
Certainly.
肯定.
One. Your.
One. 您.
Sura Sangaha.
Sura Sangaha.
Groups of demigods.
一群一群的半神人.
Vishanti are entering.
Vishanti 进入.
Kachit.
Kachit.
Some of them.
他们有些.
Vita.
Vita.
Out of fear.
出于害怕.
Out of fear.
出于害怕.
Pranjalaya. With folded hands.
Pranjalaya. 双手合十的.
Vinanti. Are offering prayers.
Grinanti, 正在祈祷.
Swasti, all peace.
Swasti, 和平.
Iti, thus.
Iti, 如此.
Uktva, speaking.
Uktva, 说.
Maharishi.
Maharishi,
great sages,
伟大的智者,
Siddha Sangaha,
Siddha Sangaha,
perfect beings,
完美的生物体,
Stuvanti, are singing
hymns, Stuvanti, 唱着赞歌, Tuan,
unto you,
向您,
unto you.
向您.
Stuti B.
Stuti B. Stuti B. 以祷告.
Pushkalabi.
Pushkalabi.
Vedic hymn.
伟达赞歌.
Vedic hymn.
伟达赞歌.
Translation. All the host of demigods are surrendering before you and entering into you. Some of them, very much afraid, are offering prayers with folded hands. Hosts of great sages and perfected beings crying all peace are praying to you by singing the Vedic hymns.
译文, 所有的半神人都归依你, 进入你之中, 有的显得很恐惧, 在合掌祈祷。 一群群伟大圣人和完美的生物呼喊着和平万岁，他们唱着伟达颂诗，向您祈祷。Purport.
By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The demigods and all the planetary systems. The demigods and all the planetary systems. Feared the terrific manifestation of the universal form and its glaring effulgence, and so prayed for protection.
要指所有各星系上的半神人都惧怕宇宙形体的可怕展示和耀眼光芒，因此祈祷请求保护.
So it's fearful. Krishna is not fearful. Krishna is. Beautiful.
所以 Krishna 呢，他并不是可怕的。 Krishna 他是非常美丽的。
But here they're seeing the entire material energy. The material energy is means birth, death, disease, and old age, and creation and destruction, and all these things that cause fear.
但是呢，这里面讲的是物质能量。物质能量呢，它就是会有生老病死，而且呢，它也会有创造和 毁灭和维系，那所有这一切呢，就会造成恐惧。
But the demigods are at least intelligent enough to pray for
protect, pray. 祈祷,
so the demigods are saying, protect us, protect us.
所以半神人们在说, 保护我们, 保护我们.
But the sages, they're praying, Swasti, Swasti, they're praying for peace.
但是圣人们呢, a little bit higher. 他们在 但圣人们在祈祷的是和平，和平，和平。
So we'll read more verses because this is like one of the
我们来读更多的世界。
Arjuna's prayers.
这些呢是Arjuna的祈祷。
And in the 8th canto, when about Gajendra, and Gajendra, you know, he remembered the prayers that he used to sing. In his previous life.
大圣葛尊者他想起了他在之前的生世中所念诵的祷文。
The prophet said we should also learn prayers. You know, because we don't know, we may have some elephant body in the next life or something, but at least the subtle body has remembered these prayers.
沙帕巴说呢，我们也应该学习诵念这些祷文，因为我们的这个粗糙的这个躯体，也许可能都已经不记得我们所念的这些祷文了。但是呢，我们的精微躯体是能够记得的。And
he mentions, you know, we have so many prayers, and he actually mentions these prayers of Arjuna in this chapter.
沙帕帕呢就讲到了我们有这么多的祷文。 有这么多的祈祷，而且呢，他就提到了Arjuna在这一章里面所念诵的这些祷文。That's
good prayers to remember.
而且这些都是很好的记忆的祷文。Rudra
Ditya Vasavo Ye Chisadya Vishve Shvino Marutas Joshpasascha Gandharva Yakshasura Siddha Sangha Vikshanti Twam Vishamitas Chaiva Sarve. I'm getting it. You can go in words also. Rudra means manifestations of Lord Shiva.
Rudra 的意思呢是希瓦不同的展示.
Adityaha, the Adityas.
Adityaha 的意思呢是 Aditya 们.
Vasava. The Vasus.
Vasavaha, Vasuman.
Ye, all those.
Ye, 所有这些.
Cha, and.
Cha, 和.
Sadhyaha.
Sadhyaha, Sadhyaman. Sorry.
Vishve, the Vishvadev.
Vishve. Wish for Dave.
Ashwini, Ashwino, the Ashwini of Kumara.
Ashwino, Ashwini Kumaraman.
Maruta, the Maruts.
Maruta, Marutaman.
Cha and.
Cha he.
Ushma Paha, the forefathers.
Ushma Paha, 祖先们.
Cha and.
Cha 和.
Gandharva, the Gandharvas.
Gandharva, 歌仙们, 歌仙的.
Yaksha, the Yakshas.
Yaksha, Yakshaman.
Asura, the demons.
Asura, 恶魔们.
Siddha and the perfected demigods.
Siddha 和完美的半神人们.
Sangaha, the assemblies.
Sangaha, 集会.
Vikshanti, our beholding.
Vikshanti, 看着。
Twam, you.
Quan, 银。
Vishmitaha, in wonder.
Vishmitaha, 惊讶的。
Cha, also.
Cha, 也。
Eva, certainly.
Eva, 肯定的。
Sarve, all.
Sarve, 所有的。
So we got like a tour of the universe and all the different demigods, so many different kinds of entities in the universe. And Arjuna is listing them all off here.
我们刚才呢就好像是在宇宙间进行了一次旅行，然后呢去拜访了所有在旅行中的在宇宙中的这些生物体们，而朱呢就把他们都给列举了出来。
All the various manifestations of Lord Shiva, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Sajas, the Vishwadevas, two Ashvis, the Maruts, the forefathers, the Gandharvas, the Yakshas, the Asuras, and perfected demigods are beholding him in wonder. So everybody is like, ah.
译文，主希瓦的各个展示，阿迪提亚诸子、众瓦苏、萨迪亚、维什维雷法、两位阿什维、众马鲁塔、祖先们、甘达瓦、亚克沙、恶魔和完美的半神人们，都惊奇地看着你。所以呢，所有的这些人都处于很惊讶的状态。
So like we said, no one else on the battlefield could see this, but the demigods, they could see this universal.
我们说的呢，在战场上，没有任何人能够看到主 Krishna 的宇宙形象，但是这些半神人们，他们是能够看到主 Krishna 的宇宙形象的。
So Krishna wanted them to understand his position.
Krishna 也希望他们能够了解他所处在的地位。
Next one, no purport.
下一个世界。
Rupam, Rupam Mahate Bahubhaktrinetram Mahabaho Bahubaru Padam Bahu Bahudaram Bahu Dhamstra Karalam Vistra Lokaha Pravyatitas Tatraham. O mighty armed one, all the planets with their demigods are disturbed at seeing your great form, with its many faces, eyes, arms, thighs, legs, and bellies, and your many terrible teeth, and as they are disturbed, I am also.
译文，臂力强大的人呢，所有星宿上的半神人看到你巨大的形体，生着很多面目、臂、骨、腿和腹部。又长着很多可怕的牙齿，都惊慌失措，我也是如此。
Well, I sent you that picture. Did you see that picture? Donna Kaylee saw it.
You mean, yeah, 就是 Maharaj 给我们发了一个宇宙形体的一个图像。萨利玛就分享给大家。
Maybe you should send that out to the YY.
Because YY is not able to accept access with pictures.
Well,
but,
WeChat then.
I think Satyamaji will figure out a way to share that with the devotees.
Yeah, with WeChat, as many as possible. Just tell everybody, share it more. So, because it's quite interesting how much the artist has to study this.
Okay.就是 Maharaj 呢跟我们分享了一幅宇宙形象的图片，然后晚些呢 Satyamaji 会把它尽量的分享在所有的这些微信群里面，然后Maharaj 说呢，因为这张图就可以看到我们的艺术家们进行了很多的这种对于宇宙形象的研习，所以才画出的这幅画。
That's a very old classic Indian one.
就是这张图呢，它是一张很老的印度风格的古典画。
We'll see how the artist tried to put everything in there that's in the descriptions here.
所以我们就可以从这张图上可以看到这些艺术家们他们希望把这张就是把描述中的这些话语都给展现在这张图画里面。
And what the other armies on the battlefield, all, they didn't see that. They only saw Arjuna kneeling down before Krishna. Like he was very much afraid. So they were thinking he was afraid to fight.
但是其他的战士们呢，他们是没有办法看到其他，就是没有办法看到这宇宙形象的。他们所看到的呢，只是 Arjuna 跪倒在 Krishna 的面前，显得很害怕的样子。
I know one devotee artist, there are several different versions that our ISKCON artists have made also.
我也知道一些奉献者的艺术家，他们也呈现了不同版本的宇宙形象的图景。
So he told me how he studied all the different descriptions of the universal form and all the different scriptures and all the different commentaries.
这位艺术家奉献者呢，他就对我讲了他如何去研究了所有的跟主的宇宙形体相关的师姐，还有就是所有的这些相关的信息。
Lord Chaitanya also showed some universal form to Advaita Acharya.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也向 Advaita Acharya 展现了他的宇宙形体。
Okay. So then Arjuna started to become afraid before he was just bewildered.
所以呢 ，Arjuna 他现在就开始变得害怕起来，而且呢，他也变得有一些困惑。
Nava Sri Sam Deep Tam Manekavarnam Vyat.Tananam Deepta Vishalane Tram Shristwahitram Pravya Titantaratma Jitim Navindami Shamam Chavishnu. O all pervading Vishnu, I can see with your many radiant colors touching the sky, your gaping mouths and your great glowing eyes. My mind is perturbed by fear.I can no longer maintain my steadiness or equilibrium of mind.
译文：遍透万有的 Vishnu 呀，看着你众多的直触天穹的熠熠光彩，看着你张开的大口和闪光的巨眼，我心惊胆颤，再不能沉着冷静。
It's hard to imagine, but it definitely, I would be afraid if I saw something like that.
所以这虽然说是很难以让我们去想象的，但是如果我们要是看到了这样一个场景的话，肯定毫无疑问是会很害怕的。
So what this is, it's a vision of the material energy. In the Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world, there's no fearful, crazy things like that.
但是呢，但是在这个瓦昆特的星宿下，在灵性能量的影响中呢，是没有这样的可怕的景象的，因为 Krishna 它是非常美的。
Anyone who sees Krishna just becomes very peaceful and happy, not fearful.
所有的人看见 Krishna 的时候呢，都是非常快乐的，都是非常平和的，不害怕。
But when you can see the entire material energy all at once, you know, and then we can understand that everything is so much destruction is constantly coming and going.
但是呢，当你看到所有的这些物质能量在同一时间内完全展现的时候，就会发现其实是有这么多的毁灭在发生的。
Okay.Dumstra karalani cha te mukani drishtvaiva kala nala sanibani tisho najanena labe cha sharma prasida devesha jagan nivasa. O Lord of Lords, O refuge of the worlds, please be gracious to me. I cannot keep my balance seeing your blazing death-like faces and awful teeth. In all directions, I'm bewildered.
这是第25节, 一文, 众主之主啊, 世界的庇护所呀, 请对我仁慈, 看到你闪闪的死亡一般的面孔, 和可怕的牙齿, 我无法保持平静, 我在各方面都迷茫了。
Let's see if
Bridge and Prabhu has come.
So the word Kala Nala, the fire of death, that's at the end of the universe, everything burns up, you know.
Karanala 的意思呢 是死亡之火 就是在这个宇宙结束的时候 所有的一切都被烧为灰烬
So he's seeing everything you know, everything is created and destroyed and finally the entire universe but he's seeing it all like you know all at once not just hearing a little bit like we might read about it but this is everything all at once quite overwhelming
所以说呢 Arjuna 他所看到的呢 是 从创造到结束所有一切的这个发生，所以并不是说是我们平常只是只言片语的听一听各方面的一些信息，不是，而是他在就是在一个场景中看到了所有的这一切。Amit chatvam
jitarashtrasyaputraha sarve sahavani alasangai Bhishmo Drona Sutta Putrashtataso Sahas Madhyayar Apiyoda Mukyai Bhaktrani Te Tora Mana Vishanti Dumstra Karalani Vayanakani Echid Vilagna Dashananatareshu Sandri Shanti Churni Tire Uttamangai. I just have a class. All the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with Drona, Karna, and our chief soldiers, also are rushing into your fearful mouths, and some I see trapped with heads smashed between your teeth.
一文, Dhritarashtra, 诸子, 连同跟他们联盟的国王, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, 还有我们的主将都涌进您可怕的口中。我看到有的头颅在你的牙齿之间化为碎粉。Purport.
In the previous verse, the Lord promised to show Arjuna things he would be very interested in seeing. Now Arjuna sees that the leaders of the opposite party, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and all the sons of Dhritarashtra, and their soldiers, and Arjuna's soldiers, are all being annihilated. This is an indication that after the death of nearly all the persons assembled in Kurukshetra, Arjuna will emerge victorious. It is also mentioned here that Bhishma, who is supposed to be unconquerable, will also be smashed, and also Karna. Not only will the great warriors of the other party like Bhishma be smashed, but some of the great warriors on Arjuna's side also.
要指在前一个诗节主搭润过Arjuna看那些很有趣能看到的事儿。现在Arjuna看到了敌方的将领 Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Dhritarashtra 诸子和战士，还有己方的士兵全部都被消灭了。这表明聚集在 库鲁之野的人差不多都战死后，Arjuna将取得胜利。 这里也提到了被认为是不可征服的Bhishma也被粉碎，Karna也是。要完蛋的不仅仅是敌方的大将，如Bhishma，Arjuna这边的一些大将也都要战死沙场。So
also at some point, I'm not sure if it's before this or after this, but Krishna tells Arjuna, don't be worried because All these soldiers, everybody's already killed by me. You just be an instrument.
Krishna 在这里对尔朱呢的话呢，就是说，嗯，所有的这些人都是由我来杀死的，所以说呢，你不用担心，你只要做我的工具就好了。
Their time was up, you know, for whatever reason.
就无论出于什么样的原因，他们的命数已到。
There's many, many of the main ones. They were like demigods who came. They were different entities. They came just for this Leela scene.
而且有很多参与到这件事情中的半身人也好，或者人物也好，他们的出现就是为了要参与到这个消失光中。
Like someone asked about Abhimanyu, you know, the son of Arjuna. He was only 16 years old, and he was killed so unfairly in the battle.
Unfairly.
That six or seven of the other great warriors
attacked him
from all around. Cheating against the rules, completely against them.
Yeah. 就比如说有人呢就会询问关于 Abhimanyu 的这件事情。Abhimanyu 呢是 Arjuna 的儿子，他才只有16岁大。那他当时呢是在一种非常的不公平的状态下，有很多的其他的这个士兵来围攻他，然后实在在很不公平的这种状态下被战死的。
But just right, he was some demigod and he agreed to come, you know, come to earth.
但是 Abhimanyu 呢，他是某一位半身人，所以他决定来到这个地球来参加这场战争。
But he said only for 16 years.
但是他说呢，我来这个地球，我只在这儿待16年。
So he came and he did this, you know, whatever, and showed a most heroic life and death, and he went back to be a demigod. Lost.
所以说呢，他就来到了地球，度过了他的16年，并且在战争中呢，以非常英勇、勇猛的这种表现呢，战死沙场。然后呢，他又回到了半身人的世界。
And like Bhishma was cursed actually to have to stay on Earth.
像 Bhishma 祖父呢，他是被诅咒了，算是由于得到了诅咒，所以才在地球上待着的。
He's one of the eight Vasus. But then,
他是众瓦苏之一。
Then he got a blessing from his father that he could live as long as he wanted to. He would never die unless he wanted.
而且呢，他还得到了他的父亲的祝福，就是他想要活多久就活多久，就好像不会死那种感觉。
So therefore, he was a very fearful enemy because he couldn't be killed.
所以呢，他就变成了一个很令人恐慌的敌人，因为他杀不死。
But by this time, he was sick and tired of living in this world with all the politics and all the madness, and he didn't want to stay any longer, so he was ready to leave anyway.
但是在这会儿的时候呢，他其实已经是在这个一生中过得非常的疲惫了，由于各种的政治的各种政治的原因呢，还有就是各种各样的这个外交的这些事情啊，都让他觉得很难受，所以说呢，他都已经不想活着了，他反正已经想走了。
So here, you know, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna. Arjuna was afraid, but then he's showing him that, you know, the battle is actually already won by your side.
因为 Arjuna 他害怕，所以 Krishna 在鼓励他。Krishna 在对他展示他 Arjuna 这方的军队已经战胜了。
And all these people, all these great kings, it's all Krishna's plan that the Kali Yuga could start.
但所有的这些人能够看到 Krishna 的这个伟大的计划呢，也就能够理解卡利年代即将开始。
Yata nadinam bahavambu vegaha samudram eva bimukha travanti tata tavami naraloka vira vishanti vaktran yabivid shivalanti。As many waves of the rivers flow into the ocean, so all these great warriors are entering into your blazing mouths.
如江河之浪涌入大海，所有这些伟大的武士都燃烧着涌进您的口中。
Well, actually, that's a time factor. Everything has its time, you know. One way or another, everyone will have to finish this body.
因为有一个时间的影响，所以一切的众生当他处在这个躯体里面的时候呢，他都是有一定的时间的时长的，他都一定会有终结的时间的。
Whether it's by war or by virus or by you know whatever different, so many different ways people are dying, but everyone has to die.
人们有各种各样的死亡的方式，无论是通过战争也好，还是通过病毒也罢，但是呢，人总是有一死。
Srimad Bhagavatam says that with every rising and setting of the sun, another day is lost, and one comes closer to death.
圣典薄伽瓦坛里面就讲到了，只要有太阳升起之时，就意味着前一天失去了。
Except for those who are absorbed in Krishna Katha.
而且每一个人呢都必将会死，除非那些完全沉醉于 Krishna Katha 中的人。
This is from the second canto, chapter 3, verse number 17. Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone.
Sorry, Mar. This is a Canto 2, Chapter 3. Which chapter?
3.
Chapter 3, yeah, verse number.
Number 17.
这个是圣典薄伽瓦坛第二篇第三章的第十七世界。日出日落缩减着每一个生物体的寿命。只有利用时间谈论至善的人格守神的人不会受其影响。
Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead.
日出日落缩减着每一个生物体的寿命，只有利用时间谈论至善的人格守神的人不会受其影响。
So that's the idea that for devotees who are absorbed in Krishna, they're not thinking that they're going to die and everything is finished, like common people think.
所以说呢，就是当这个奉献者他把他的这个时间用于讨论纯粹于 Krishna 的话题的时候呢，他就不会像其他人那样去想着会死啊这样的事情。
Because they know that they're not the body. If we're totally absorbed in Krishna Katha, then we just change bodies, but just go to Krishna and continue hearing about Krishna.
所以如果我们要是了解了如果我们要是完全沉醉在 Krishna 的 Katha 里面，那然后我们也就知道，其实我们的这个死亡只不过就是对躯体的一种转化而已。那么进入到下一个躯体的时候呢，也能继续再聆听关于 Krishna 的 Katha。
Like when the Muslims Rested Haridas Thakur.
Muslims? Sorry, there was a word
Muslim.
In here.
No, this is different, but they arrested Haridas Thakur.
Aha, uh-huh. 就比如说, Muslim. 比如说这个穆斯林呢, 他们抓走了 Haridas Thakur. 但是呢, Haridas Thakur呢, 就始终在念诵主的圣名。
They said you shouldn't chant this Hindu name of God. This is wrong. You have to stop.
然后穆斯林就对哈尔达斯塔库尔说呢，你不能够念印度教的这个神的名字，就这是错的，你得赶紧停下来。They
said otherwise we'll kill you.
说如果你要是不停下来的话，我们就把你杀死了。But
Haridas said. You can kill me, the body, but I'll never stop chanting Hare Krishna.
Haridas Thakur 说呢，你可以杀死我的躯体，但是呢，这不能阻止我念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
Because that's an activity of the soul. Nothing.
因为念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名是灵魂所从事的活动，并不是躯体所从事的活动。
So it's a good example, just like the rivers, they're always flowing into the ocean.
那有这么一个好的例子，就好像是这个河水总是流淌进海洋。
It's a very amazing thing that Krishna has arranged.
这是Krishna安排的很令人不可思议的一种场景。
If you see a big river like the Yangtze or something, if you look on the internet, it'll tell you how many millions of tons of water are flowing in every minute or something.
如果我们要是在互联网上，要是看，比如说像长江这样的大河涌入海洋的话，我们就可以去理解一下，就是在每一分钟都有多少吨位的这个水在不断的涌入到海洋里。
And the ocean. It's so big, it doesn't get disturbed. It doesn't overflow. All these rivers dumping all this water.
但是呢，海洋是如此的浩瀚，关于所有的这些河水涌入它的这个水体里面呢，对它完全造不成任何的影响。And
the rivers keep flowing also. They don't dry up. In spite of so much water going out.
而这个河流呢，它也是不断的在涌入海洋，可是呢，它的水也是源源不尽的，这个水永远都不会干掉。Same
way, every material body, everything in the material world is devoured by the time factor. But everything keeps going on.
同样的，在这个物质世界的每一具物质躯体都会被时间所吞噬，但是呢。 周遭的一切都在不断的进行着。There's
always more people being born, more people dying, more people being born.
总是会有更多的人出生，有更多的人死去，更多的人出生，更多的人死去。Okay,
next one. Yata Pradeeptam Jwalanam Patanga Vishanti Nashaya Samrida Vegaha Tataiva Rashaya Vishanti Lokas Tavapi Vaktrani Samrita Vegaha. Very nice words. I see all people rushing full speed into your mouth. It's like moth dashed to destruction in a blazing fire.
这是由非常美妙的词语构成的诗节。 我看见所有的人正在全速冲进你的口中，好似飞蛾扑向炽烈的火焰而毁灭一样。So
there's some explanation given this. You've seen that moth or other insects, they're attracted to the light and they fly and they get burned up.
这里有一些解释，就比如说我们可以看到飞蛾或者其他的一些昆虫，当他们看见了灯光的时候呢，他们就会奔向灯光，但是呢就会被这个光所烧死。
So they have special things like that for catching the flies or catching mosquitoes.
所以呢就会有这种特别的工具来捕捉昆虫，捕捉蚊子。
And there's some color light that they like. And even though it's full of dead ones, because everyone that flies in there gets killed, they keep going in. Because they're attracted to that light.
Yeah, you're still talking about the insects, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 那么就是有一些特别的颜色的光呢就很吸引这些昆虫。虽然说这些光呢是具有杀伤力的，会杀死它们，但是呢依然还会吸引这些昆虫会飞进这个光里。就这种颜色的光里。
So the same way the living entities, no matter what kind of body, we're attracted to sense gratification and we keep rushing towards it.It's killing us.
所以说同样的同样的处在不同躯体中的这些生物体，那它会被各种各样的感官享乐活动所吸引，它就会扑向这样的感官享乐，但是呢这些都是非常有杀伤力的，会杀死我们。
So anyway, there's a description by Baladeva Vijayabhushana that the river flowing the ocean, that just happens by nature.
Srila Baladeva Vijayabhushana的评述就是说是在天然的安排之下使得河流会涌入海洋。
It says that the different warriors that are entering the blazing mouth,
Sir Marsh, the sound is broken again.
Yeah, the warriors who are entering into the blazing fire of the mouths, it's consciously like, just like the insects that enter the fire. Because of their demoniac behavior, they're destroying themselves.
就是这些武士们，他们涌入了这可怕的血盆大口被碾碎，就好像是这些飞蛾他们扑进了灯光里一样，被灼烧而死一样。那原因就是由于他们之前的恶魔的行径，而导致了他们要以这样的方式被毁灭。
The rivers that flow into the ocean, that still mean the river is always there, because the ocean water evaporates and somehow it rains and goes back and keeps the rivers filled up again.
但是涌入海洋的河水呢，其实这个水依然还是在的。由于这个海洋的水会蒸发，蒸发成了这个云，然后云呢再有雨再降落下来，这个雨水呢又会回到河流的水里面。
Lele yase grasanana, next verse.
Okay.
Lele yase.Grasamana samanta lokan samagran vadanair jalabhi tejovir apurya jagat samagram vasas tavogra pratipanti vishno. I see you devouring all people from all sides with your blazing mouths.Covering all the universe with your effulgence, you are manifest with terrible scorching rain.
这是第三十世界。Vishnu 呀，我看到你以喷焰吐火的大口吞没了来自各方的所有的人。你以你的辉煌覆盖着宇宙，你以可怕的炽热的光线展示着自己。
Okay, so now that Arjuna has seen all this and described all this, and now he asks questions.
现在呢 ，Arjuna 他看到了所有的这些景象，他也描述了这些景象。现在他开始提问了。
Akya himeko bhavanu rupo namostude bhavara prasida. Vigatum itchami bhavantamajan nahi prajanami tava pravrittam. O Lord of Lords, so fierce of form, tell me who you are. I offer my obeisances. Please be gracious to me. You are the primeval Lord. I want to know about you, for I do not know what your mission is.
译文：众主之主啊，多么凶猛的形体，请告诉我你是谁，我向你顶拜，请对我仁慈。你是原初之主，我想了解你，因为我不知道你的使命是什么。
And then the answer Krishna gives is famous.
然后呢 Krishna 就给了回答。
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Kalosmi Loka Chaya Krit Pravrido Lokan Samahartam Hiha Pravrittaha Vite Pi Tvam Na Bhavishyanti Sarve Ye Vastita Prajyan Ni Keshu Yodaha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Kalosmi Lokakshaya Krit Pravrittho Lokan Samahartum Iha Pravritta Rute Pitvam Na Bhavishyanti Sarve Ye Vasthita Pratyanikeshu Yoda.
That's built into the program, I definitely accidentally. Although Arjuna knew that Krishna was his friend and the Supreme Lord, he was puzzled by all this that he saw. This is the purport.
译文：至尊人格守神说，我就是时间，时间最大的，世上最大的毁灭者。我到这里要毁灭所有的人，除了你们潘达瓦兄弟外，这里双方的士兵都要丧生。
So we ask, what is the actual mission of this devastating force? It is written in the Vedas that the Supreme Lord destroys everything, even the Brahmins.
所以，在韦达里面就讲到了呢，就是即便是那些婆罗门呢，也都会被毁灭。
The state in the Kattu Upanishad, Yasya Brahma.Chachatram cha ube bhavata odana mrityum yasyo vasechanam ka ita veda yatrasa. Eventually all the Brahmins, Kshatriyas and everyone else are devoured like a meal by the Supreme. This form of the Supreme Lord is the all-devouring giant. And here Krishna presents himself in that form of all-devouring time.
Maharaj, this is from Upanishad? Is Upanishad?
Yeah, it's in the purport. From the
I read it. But because what I'm reading right now doesn't have that, so I just want to clarify with you which verse is quoted.
It says Kattu Upanishad.
Okay, 那么在这个 Kattu Upanishad 中呢就引述了说最终所有的 Brahman 呢 Kshatriya 和其他人都将被至尊像一顿饭一样吞没。至尊主的这一形体是吞没一切的巨人，而这里 Krishna 以吞没没有一切的时间的形体呈现了自己。
Except for a few Pandavas, everyone who was present on the battlefield would be devoured by him.
除了少数几个潘德瓦兄弟之外，在战场上的每一个人都会被他吞灭。
Arjuna was not in favor of the fight, and he thought it was better not to fight. Then there would be no frustration. The Lord is saying that even if he didn't fight, every one of them would be destroyed, for that was his plan.
Arjuna 不乐意作战，他认为不战更好，因为这样一来呢，就不会有挫败了。主在回答他时说， 即使阿朱呢不作战，每个人仍将毁灭，因为这是他的计划。
If Arjuna stopped fighting, they would die in another way. Death could not be checked, even if he did not fight. In fact, they were already dead.
如果阿朱呢不战，他们不过会以另外一种方式去死而已。即使他不战，也不会抑制住死亡。事实上，他们已经死了。
Time is destruction, and all manifestations are to be vanquished by the desire of the Supreme Lord. That is the law of nature.
时间即毁灭，一切展示都将随即至尊主的愿望而被征服，这是自然法则。
So that's Kalo time I am. That's all powerful. That's what makes everything happen in the material world.
所以呢，我是时间，这时间呢是非常强大的，也是由于这个时间使得这个世界，在这个物质世界里面会发生着所有这一切。
When the universe is first created, there's all the elements, there's so many things, but nothing happens.
在这个宇宙世界在刚刚创造的时候呢，有各种各样的元素，但是呢，并没有任何事情实质的发生。
Then when Krishna enters the time factor, then everything starts happening.
然后当 Krishna 他注入了时间这个元素的时候呢，所有的一切都在开始发生了起来。
Then everybody starts working and jumping and trying to do something and being fearful. We're always worried about time. I don't have time.
这样呢，人们才开始就活跃了起来，开始做一些事情，并且总是处在一种恐慌的状态，总是担心的时间，总是觉得好像没时间，总是觉得我没有时间做这个，没有时间做那个。
We want to be on time for RT. We want to be on time for.
我们总是在想，对，我们总是在急切的想着，我是不是能够准时的赶到去做 RT， 然后我能不能准时的有 prasadam 等等。
So everybody's working so hard trying to avoid that appointment with death. Everyone is. We don't know when it is.
那我们每一个人呢，其实都是和死亡有一个约会的。他们每一个人呢，都在努力着想要避开和死亡的这场会面。
When like it says here, the time is up, time for to die. So it doesn't matter if Arjuna doesn't fight, something else will kill them because it's the time.
因为在这里面就说了。当这个时间用完了的时候，时间结束的时候呢，一切其实都结束了。就无论阿朱呢，他是作战也好，还是不作战也好，这些人都会以一种方式死去的。
So we should. It's just another way we should remember Krishna. Whenever we look at the clock, we should think that's Krishna.
所以呢，每次当我们在看时间的时候，看表的时候，我们都应该想着这是 Krishna， 这是另外一个提醒我们想着 Krishna 的方式。
And utilize that time in somehow or other in Krishna consciousness, because whatever we do with our time, that's it. Can't get it back.
因为然后我们呢要尽量的。在 Krishna 知觉之中去运用我们的时间，因为我们所流逝掉的这个时间就这样流逝了，它不可能再回来了。
Everybody has a certain time we can live on earth, and we don't know exactly how much time we have.
每个人呢都在这个地球上会存活一定的时间，但是我们每一个人并不知道我们能够活多久。
All right, so that's a lot of slokas, but now we get into the next mood. So,
okay. What's
the questions today? Any?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, 我们今天读了很多师姐， 然后从这节式之后呢，就会进入到下面一个话题了。所以今天这课呢，先讲到这儿，看大家有没有任何的问题。可以啊。第一个问题呢，是来自于 Vidavati Mataji 的 Hare Krishna Dinbai Maharaj， 为什么主的形体展现的越多，越预示着毁灭越多呢？为什么主的形体展现的越多，预示着毁灭越多呢？我怎么有点没太明白，就是为什么主的形体展现的越多，越预示着毁灭越多呢？
我也不太明白。
您能问一下，对不起，维达瓦提玛吉，您再问一下这个问题行吗？就是我有点不是特别理解您这个问题。Marge, sorry, the first question is not exactly sure about the Chinese. I just ask the favor from the devotee who's addressing the question to rephrase her question. And let's do the next one for now.第二个问题呢，是来自于 Kirtananda Mataji 的问题。Hare Krishna Dinbai Guru， 大象能够记起之前奉献上的这个祷文，为什么我们不能记得呢？ Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances, Guru Maharaj. My question is that Gajendra can remember the prayer he offered in his previous life. Why we cannot remember that?
We might. We get fearful enough. Maybe we didn't have any prayers in our previous.
如果我们要是处于了够恐慌的这种状态的话，我们也许可能能够记得住我们前世所诵念的祷文。但是呢，我们可能没有办法，我们可能在前世根本就没有念过祷文，所以我们也就没有什么可记得。
See, Gajendra, he tried fighting for a long time. Finally, he just, out of desperation, he tried to pray to the Lord. And then he remembered.
Gajendra 大象呢，他是因为和鳄鱼作战了很长一段时间，最后完全处于非常绝望的这种状态下的时候，他才想起他之前念给主的这个祷文。
But we're here somehow able to connect with Lord Chaitanya's movement. It's something to do with the past life. We don't consciously remember. Don't worry.
但是呢
you have enough in this life to try to remember.
但是呢我们非常的幸运，因为我们接触了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Sankirtan 的运动，所以说呢我们就已经接触了这个最好的这种祷文了，所以我们不用担心，因为我们在这一世就已经有很好的让我们能够记起的诵念的祷文了。
Right, we've chanted so many mantras in this life. We can try to remember them.
因为我们在这一世呢，我们念诵了这么多曼陀罗，所以呢，我们要祈祷着能够记住这些曼陀罗，能够记住这个曼陀罗。
Okay.
Yes.
But
the next question.
Hare Krishna. Vedavati
Mataji. Krishna promises that if we're trying to remember him in this life, you know, practicing regularly our sadhana and everything, at the time of death, he'll make sure we remember him.
Krishna, 因为他向我们做出了一个保证，就是如果我们要是在这一生能够很好的进行习练，去念诵这些祷文，那么他保证我们在死亡这一刻的时候呢，我们是能够记住他的。
So Gajendra remembered.
So Gajendra
finally realized, I can't do it by myself. I need help. Then Krishna will help.
可真正呢，他记起来了，而且他最后呢，他终于发现他自己是不能凭自己的一己之力来解决这个问题的，所以呢，他就想起了向 Krishna 祈祷 Krishna 的帮助。Sorry, Maharaj, I cannot hear you.
When we really finally realize I can't do it myself, I need help, Krishna, please help me, then he will remember everything.
就是当我们终于承认了我是没有办法自己做到这一点的，Krishna, 请你帮我。当我们达到了这个状态的时候，那我们就能记起。我们就能记得了。
When we give up thinking that I can do it myself.
嗯。When we give up thinking we can do it by ourselves.
Yeah, we're thinking I have intelligence, I have ability, I'm something, then Krishna doesn't help us until we desperately realize.We have no other hope except to depend on Krishna. He'll give us everything.
当我们一直都觉得我自己能够把这件事搞定的时候 ，Krishna 是不会管我们的。但是呢，当我们终于意识到了我真的搞不定这件事 ，Krishna 求你了，帮帮我吧，来做这件事吧。那 Krishna 他就会把一切的事情都安排得妥妥的。萨提玛吉哥，您说，维达玛提，维达瓦提那个问题。
对，维达瓦提玛吉，他说刚才咕噜在讲课当中提到这一点，所以说他问了，不太理解。
主的形体展现的越多，预示着我现在有点想不起来刚才那个课是怎么回事。主的形体展现的越多，预示着毁灭越多。我现在想想啊，我现在我再想想，然后呢，咱先稍微等一会儿再问这个问题啊，我再想想。下面这个问题呢是亚穆纳提拉玛吉的问题，顶拜咕噜，请问瓦素的职责是什么 ？Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that what is the responsibility of the Vasus?
Of what?
Bhishma Dev is one of the Vasus, so she is asking what is the responsibility, what is the duties of the Vasu, what does Vasu do?
The Vasu, I don't know exactly, there's some kind of demigod.
Vasu 呢，他是某一种半神人，但是具体他的职责是什么，我不是特别的清楚。So the next question is from 幸运星 Mataji. 感恩咕噜精彩的讲课。谢谢您。我刚才听到阿比玛纽被不公平战死时心里酸酸的，可后来听见他是半神人，只是在地球待16年的时间，我又平和了。这就是我们要觉悟自己是灵魂不是躯体，才能够最终达到的佛家梵歌所说的智者不为生者悲泣，而不为死者悲痛的境界吗 ？Marge, she's asking. Firstly, she said that thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. And just now, when I heard you said that Abhimanyu was killed in a very unfair way, I feel quite sad. However, then when I heard that he actually is one of the demigod and he only agreed to stay in the earth for 16 years.Then I feel much more peaceful. And I think this is something we need to realize that we are the soul, we are not the body. And eventually, we can reach the teaching from Bhagavad Gita, which is the wisdom, the wise who is not to lament for the death,and also not to 不为生者悲泣，而不为死者悲伤。So well, basically, that's the wise, not lament for either the lives or the deaths. So isn't that is a kind of a realization we need to reach?
That's right.
Basically, she's asking that, so we do need to...
That's the beginning realization. We have to realize
就是说,
that
there's certain situations. 对, 就是不为生者悲泣和不为死者悲伤的这种境界是我们需要达到的最开始的这个觉悟。但是我们真正需要觉悟的是我们要为 Krishna 做服务。Are you going to say anything more about this?
Yeah, not we at the beginning realization we're not this body, we're spirit soul. Then we have to realize that we're servants of Krishna.
对，因为我们首先呢要意识到我们不是这具躯体，我们是灵性的灵魂。然后呢，我们要意识到我们是 Krishna 的仆人。
Okay.
Yeah, the next question from Pushpa Sara Mataji. Dimbai Maharaj, 我们怎样回答小孩问什么是灵魂，什么是净化？谢谢 Hare Krishna. Maharaj, my question is that how to answer the children's question that what is soul and what is purification? If children ask this type of questions, how do we answer them?
What is purification?
Yeah. What is soul?
Well, soul
what is,
purification? Well, the soul is that we are the soul, the eternal person. Soul is spiritual. We're in the body.
你可以说就是我们就是这灵魂，我们是那个永恒的人，我们是住在这具躯体里面的那个真人。
Purification means that we get free from identifying with this body and the fear that of death, you know, the false ego.
那这个净化，这净化呢，是由于我们害怕我们是会死。然后这是因为这个假我所造成的，就是我们要净化掉，就是对这种假我的认知。
Something like that. So in the Bhagavad Gita, of course, it describes all different qualities of the soul.
那就比如说在《薄伽梵歌》里面也讲述了这个。So many qualities of the, there are many qualities of the soul.
Yeah, in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, there's so many verses about the soul. Can't be killed, it's eternal, it's unborn, all these different things.
Okay. 在薄伽梵歌的第二章里面呢，就描述了很多的关于灵魂的特征，就比如说灵魂是不可杀的呀，然后它是以各种各样的方式都不能被杀掉的呀，觉得有好多这个世界都讲述的是这个灵魂的特征。
But the real thing is the soul is the eternal person. That's the life within the body. That's us. And that the real business of the soul is to serve Krishna.
但是呢，这个灵魂的真正的概念呢是。居住在这具躯体里面的那个真人，而且呢，这个灵魂它就是，比如说像我们这些就是真正的自己是住在这个身体里面的，而且呢，这个灵魂真正要干的活呢，是为 Krishna 做服务。 The next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 我们无法用有限的感官见到至尊主，灵性的视域是被 Krishna 所赐予的，还是我们做奉爱服务达到的一定的纯粹程度而自动拥有的？ We cannot depend on our defect senses to see Lord. And where our spiritual vision is given by Lord Krishna, or we just obtain that type of spiritual vision after we render a certain level of the pure devotional service. Means about the when we reach to a certain level of the purity through the devotional service, then we just automatically to have that type of spiritual vision.
Yeah, Krishna, we have to hear about Krishna from authority. That's how we can see Krishna.
对，我们必须要从权威那里去聆听关于 Krishna 的讲述，这样我们才能够看到他。Maharaj?
Yeah, by hearing we see, we don't see with our eyes. We have to hear from the proper authority.
所以呢，我们是通过聆听来看见主的，并不是通过我们的眼睛来看主的。我们就是必须要从这个恰当的这个源泉那里去聆听。
Okay.
So the next question is from PPLU Prabhu. 顶拜 Guru, 感谢翻译。请问有时候做某些事情的时候，内心会有声音提示，什么做是对的，什么做是不对的。那么请问这是超灵的提示，还是自己心意做的心意的作用呢？Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Sometimes when we are trying to do something, there is always an inner voice.To give us some implication and to tell us about this is the right thing to do or this is not the right thing to do. So my question is that how do we know this inner voice is from super soul or from our own mind?
Well, Prabhupada said by reading Bhagavad Gita, we can check if this is what we're thinking or hearing is in the Bhagavad Gita, then it's Krishna.If it's not, then it's a speculation. If it's something different than Bhagavad Gita, then that's just our speculation.
Srila Prabhupada 对我们说呢，国家放歌它可以成为我们来衡量这件事情的标准。就如果我们要是在内心听到的这个声音是符合在国家放歌里面所讲述的内容的话，那就意味着这是来自于超灵的。但如果我们听到的内在的声音和这个菩萨梵歌里面所提供的这个信息是不一样的话，那也就意味着是我们自己的心意的推敲。
We have to constantly hear it from Krishna, then we can check because we hear so many voices.
而且呢，我们应该恒常不断的去听关于 Krishna。而且呢，我们应该恒常不断的去。
If we're doubting, I don't know if this is right or not, then we should ask somebody, you know, who's more of a better authority that's not so involved in basic things.
而且呢，就是在我们的这个内心，就是我们要恒常不断的去听关于 Krishna 的这个话题，去听 Krishna 的这个声音。因为呢，我们的内心其实是有很多很多的各种各样的想法的，而且呢，我们也经常是会被各种各样的事情所困惑的。所以说呢，一个是通过听 Krishna 的这个声音，然后我们了解；然后另外一个，如果我们要是内心中有很多的这种困惑不解的话，我们也应该去向权威的人士去进行请教，去向他，去让他帮我们来澄清。
But, Just like Arjuna had all these ideas about why they shouldn't fight, they all sounded good, but Krishna didn't approve. So we get those same kind of thoughts in our mind all the time.
就比如说像尔朱呢他就关于他不作战的这个就列出了这么多的理由听起来都是挺光鲜的但是却被Krishna 给否决了所以说呢我们也一样我们在内心中其实有好多好多这样的想法所以呢这其实也是我们自己的推敲而已
So if we're thinking oh I can't do this I can't do that that we don't have faith in Krishna that's our mindIf we're just criticizing devotees, that's our mind. It's not favorable to Krishna.
比如说我在想我做不了这个我做不了那个那其实这也就意味着是对 Krishna 没有信心那么这是来自于我们自己心意的。那么还有另外一个就是如果我们要是去批评奉献者的话那这也不是取决 Krishna 的事儿这也是我们内心的心意。The next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 假自我自觉不自觉的都会表现出来希望得到其他人的认可很注重口碑就会表里不一请问老师如何改善这样的不良心态呢很注重口碑就会表里不一
I think Rajendra Prabhu is trying to ask that sometimes the false ego will subconsciously to be manifested, and the false ego is trying to be recognized by the others and want to win the positive reputation, and because of this, sometimes make the person performed in the hypocritical way, in a kind of duplicated way. He is not really doing as what he thought. So how can we improve this situation?
By chanting the holy name, loudly.
通过念诵圣名，大声的念诵圣名。
No.By reading Srimad Bhagavatam.
通过阅读圣典不加瓦坛。
It's the same for everything, you know.
其实所有的问题的解决方法都是一个。
Just like anything, if you're building a house, you know, you can't just, Chinese can build very quickly if they have hundreds of workers and everything is already...made and they just put it together but still it takes time
你比如说就像我们建房子一样但是咱们中国人呢是能够很快的把这个房子建起来因为我们人多力量大而且呢这个材料都已经是现成的但是无论怎么样呢这个建房子它还是再快它也是需要花一定的时间的
Right.
Yeah. Then the next question.
Just keep digging.
所以呢，就是不断的去念诵，不断的去做这件事儿。
So the next question is from 商业街美衣社
可不，深深的顶拜 Guru Deva， 感谢翻译和主持。Krishna 就是时间。那么每天都觉得时间不够用，请问这也是 Krishna 安排的吗？我怎样才能合理的安排时间，争取做到物质和灵性的平衡呢？
Please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Guru Maharaj, and thanks for the translator and also the host. Krishna is the time. However, every day I feel that I'm short of time.Is this also the arrangement by Krishna himself? How can I learn to be more reasonably to arrange my time? Mm-hmm. And how can I, you know, doing a better job in between of the balance of material life and the spiritual life.
Right.
祈祷.
It takes, you know, some careful planning.
嗯，就比如说呢，当我们在做计划的时候呢，要更加仔细一点，小心一点。
If we make the priority of our japa.
我们把这个japa给安排成是最重要的一件事。
Ideally, we can get up early and chant before we start doing other things.
就是理想状态呢，就是我们能够早起到在我们完成其他的任何工作之前，先把japa念完。
But for sure, we take time where we can really concentrate on our japa, and that's just then we can become peaceful to do other things peacefully.
但是我们要保证的一件事情呢，就是，认认真真的把这个时间辟出来，然后呢，很专注的去把念诵念了，而不是就是应付差事那样去念诵。那么，当我们以这样好的这种状态念完诵之后呢，我们才能够很平静的、很平和的这种心态去做其他的事情。
So before we do anything else, we can chant around.And read a little bit, at least a few verses, that will help us to peacefully arrange the rest of our time.
所以呢，在我们在做其他事之前呢，我们应该很平和的先念诵，然后呢读有一点阅读，读几个诗节，这样才能够让我们更有助于很平静平和的去安排在这一天中要完成的其他的事情。
Does that help?
这个能帮助您吗？ So the next question?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, the next question is from Yang Gailan Mataji. 顶拜 Guru, 顶拜大家。请问 Guru, 怎样才能更好的记住所看的这些诗节的内容呢？是我自己不够真诚。所以 Krishna 不赐给这些知识吗？Please accept my very humble obeisances to you and to all the devotees. My question is that how can I have a better memory to remember the teachings from all of the verses? Is that because I am not sincere enough? So Krishna hasn't really bestowed the knowledge to me yet.
We're always remembering something.
我们总是在记着一些事情。
So whatever we hear about, whatever we talk about, is what we usually remember.
所以我们每天所听到的和我们每天所谈论的这个事情，通常是我们能记住的事情。
So there's a whole science, you know, people study that.If you just read something, you remember a certain amount. If you review, you remember more.
但是这个科学家们，他们其实对于这个记忆这件事，实际上是有各种各样的研究的。就如果我们要是只是把这个东西看一遍，那我们就能够对所看到的这个内容呢，能够有一些记忆。但如果我们要是再去复习、再去回顾这些信息的话呢，我们就能够记得更多。
If we talk about it or try to teach what we read, then we remember much more. That's the best way to remember.
但是如果我们要是去讲述我们所学到的内容，我们去向别人去就是我们要去做教学，把我们所学到的这个东西再讲给别人听的话，那么这个就能让我们记得更多，而且这个是最好的记忆的方式。
That helps us remember.
而且呢，这也能帮助我们。
Tell someone else what we've been reading or what we heard, then that will help us to remember it.
就比如说我们要是听到了什么，我们看到了什么，然后呢，我们再把我们所听到的和看到的再去讲述给别人听，这个能够帮助我们记忆。
Repeat something a few times helps us remember.
而且我们把我们所看到的呢再重复几遍，这个就能够帮助我们记住。
Okay.
Yeah.Yes, now let's get back to Vidavati Mataji's question. I'm trying to translate what she said, but she's saying that, please accept my humble obeisances. Why there is a more manifestations of the form of the Lord to imply that there is a more destruction? Actually, I am not exactly sure the Chinese of that. She said that she heard that in the lecture you were giving just now. To be quite honest, I don't remember the context of this. So can you answer it?
Because the material universe, the material energy has so much variety of different things, you know.
Hmm.因为就我们现在回到这个维达瓦提玛吉刚才问的这个问题啊，就是为什么主的形体展现的越多，预示着毁灭越多？那马尔说呢，就是因为这个，在物质的这个世界里面，它有形形色色的展现，有各种各样的展现。Yes, Maharaj.
So that's why that just like in there's floods, there's cyclones, there's typhoons, there's fire, there's earthquakes. There's so many different ways that things are destroyed in the material world. So in this universal form, it's showing all of them at the same time in one place.
OK, 就比如说呢，在这个物质世界里面有各种各样的天灾，比如说有洪水，有台风，有飓风，有火灾，有这个地震，那么所有的这些呢都是毁灭的原因，就是都是毁灭的这些这个展示。那么在主的宇宙形象里面呢，他就把所有的这一切的这些形象全部都在这一个景象里面展现开来。
Right.
Yes. Vidavati Mataji, 希望这个回答您的这个问题啊，不好意思啊，可能我翻译上有点问题。那么下面这个问题呢，是来自于 Devi Shakti Mataji 的顶拜咕噜。早起念诵总是很多念头无法平和，还应该继续保持在清晨念诵吗？还是分开念
？Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that.In the morning, when I'm chanting, I always have a lot of thoughts hunting in my mind. So it's very hard for me to remain in peace. So in this type of situation, shall I still, you know, continue to chant in the morning, or I need to break the rounds to chant during the day?
Depends. If you have urgent things you have to do, you might have to...organize your chanting at different times of day. If it's just the disturbed mind, you know, that when we're chanting, it's a purifying process so that dirty things in the mind are coming out. So if we keep chanting, we can throw it, but we have to say no, throw it out, put it in the garbage, offer it up to Krishna as a sacrifice. We don't want these things anymore.
是这样的啊，就是在我们念诵的时候，如果您这一天里面您早上起来来不及，还有一些其他的这些紧急的事情需要去办的话，那您可以把您念诵的这个圈数呢，把它给分成几段，然后呢在一天中念完。但是如果您只是因为在心里面的这种各种各样的念头搅和的话呢， 那不用这么做的原因是因为在念诵的时候它其实是一个净化的过程，在念诵的时候是会把这些乱七八糟念头给搅出来的，那您要做的事情呢就是把它们给像垃圾一样把这些念头出来了就把它给扔掉，把它当成对 Krishna 的一种祭祀，把它给扔，把它给扔掉，然后再不断的去念诵，继续念诵。
Just like anything, say you wash your clothes.
就比如说像是我们洗衣服。
Usually you can't see that the clothes are dirty.
You can't or you can?
We don't see the dirt, normally.
通常来说，就是我们看不见这衣服上的脏的地方。
Once in a while we spill something or so then we see, but then when we wash, we see that water gets very dirty.
除非我们在这衣服上染了这个污渍了，那你能看见。但是通常来说呢，这衣服它如果脏了，你是看不出来的。但是你要把这衣服泡到水里面的时候呢，就会发现这个水是脏的。
If we didn't wash it, we wouldn't see the dirt.
但如果我们要是不洗这件衣服的话，我们。
There's so many dirty things in our mind that we've been hiding away or keeping for so long. When we're chanting, it makes them come out.
所以呢，如果我们这件衣服不洗，不放在水里面的话，你是看不见这件衣服是脏的。但是，就好像我们在念诵，当我们在念诵的时候，嗯，所有的这些内心中的这些不洁、这些脏东西就全部都翻了出来。这个就好像在洗衣服那种状态。
If we can just say no, Krishna, I don't want this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Pray and keep chanting and hear the name. Then we'll get more and more.
那所以呢，当我们看到这些脏东西的时候呢，我们只是大声的念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，并且跟 Krishna 说，Krishna， 我不想要这些东西，我只要把它们给扔走，我们要把它给扔掉。所以呢，以这样的这种状态，在不断的在念诵的时候呢，就会让我们感到净化，就会让我们得到净化。
But it's something, if it's something like your child is crying and needs help, then you should stop chanting and take care of it.
但是如果在您念诵的时候您的孩子突然哭起来了，或者说是您有一件非常重要的工作上的事情需要去办，您需要去履行您的职责的话，那这会儿您可不能再接着念了，你得赶紧去照顾孩子，要去上班了。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj, so all of the questions has been covered by you.
Really?
Yes.
Maharaj?
All right. So, thank you all. 谢谢。
谢谢大家，谢谢您，谢谢 Maharaj。
Let me find my slow yao rong yao wu yu wei de gong sha jai.
Jai.
That's pretty close, right?
Yeah.You miss a part of 聚会的奉献者。
所有荣耀归于聚会的奉献者。
Jai, perfect.
所有荣耀归于聚会的奉献者。
Yes, perfect.
Next life.
Thank you.
Next life, I can be born, fortunate to be born in China. And know the language.
Maharaj 说呢，下一世如果他要是够幸运的话呢，希望他能够投生在中国，然后他就能学会中文了。If you,
okay.
If you, thank you, Maharaj.
Anyway, I hope in this life I can visit again.
但是马尔说呢，但是我也祈祷在这一生我能够再次能够来到中国。
We pray for that, Marge. I think that that will happen soon.
And since Shakti said we can come, but you have to stay in the hotel for 2 weeks or something.
Really? No?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
Okay.
You have to stay in the hotel alone for 2 weeks so they can check your health or something before you can go. But I'm not sure what somebody said. But we have to check because, you know, everywhere we go, we hear some different things.
Yeah, and also maybe there were different policies for different countries.
Yeah, different countries or different prefectures. Or everybody's different.
Yeah.
And where you're coming from and where you're going.
Rather Priyamaji said that we're praying that you can come back to China soon and we really miss the association from you. Rather Priyamaji 说祈祷我们想念您的邻居。
I need your association.
Mara 说呢我也需要你们的联谊。
Yeah, we really hope the days as before can be come back soon.
Okay, Marge. So, shall we say the ending part of this class?
Yeah, we can say bye-bye. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Vaikuntha 之音福.
Thank you.
谢谢 Marge.
We had very good luck with the internet. Today, have no interference from internet on any different way. So very good.
Yeah. Marge 说我们今天这个网络还挺好的。
WeChat is usually very good. You know. Skype has more trouble.
Yeah,、
okay.
So just use WeChat. Mara 说呢，因为我们这个我们现在用的这个接近的这个系统是微信的这个系统，所以呢，他说跟 Skype 比起来呢，要更加的稳定一些。而且今天我们没有任何的网络上的问题，所以呢，我们这课上还比较平顺。然后呢，他就跟大家说再见了，非常感谢大家。那外坤的知音服务员聆听，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩咖啡穿着玛拉这为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心解答。谢谢萨提玛吉为我们安排的这个平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，谢谢大家，哈利克什纳。